This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Sad song. It's a sad song. 19 minutes after 9. Welcome to the third and final hour of the show. If we go back in a breakfast show, it's the only way to start your day. As you know, on this hour, we've been telling you that we do have a knowledge hub. Seems like bus forget we exercise, get a plunge.
It reminds me of Kami Tree, paper 2. That's trauma speaking.
Trauma there. Well, we do have Mr. Mike, Aluande, as well as Umelisa in studio. See, I remember the name of Lange. Aluande, no Mr. Mike, no Melissa. But let's join again. We're going to breakfast, so it's the only way to start your day. Let's start with you, Mr. Mike. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. We are talking unemployment. Last week, Stats SA released our unemployment numbers. Mm. I mean, you talk about a sad song. Very sad. Very sad, right?
Yeah.
So this morning, as a team, as a group, we're saying, let's pause. Let's you know, so people who are unemployed, they find it hard to... Look, we always say... Yeah, unemployment has a face, it has a name, it has a heart. Yeah, so if you're unemployed, you're supposed to have a cent. If you're gonna launch a cent, when you're supposed to have a cent, it gets hard, right? So we are this morning sharing, you know, those sad experiences, so those feelings of the people who are unemployed.
Yeah.
So we invite you as our listeners to, you know, join us, listen to the stories, the poems, as we read them for you on radio. Thank
wow.
you.
Interesting. And Mr. Mike, the team asked to actually read these poems. See, everyone has got a script in front of them, which is crazy. So let's start with Unomfundo. There is a poem, Ezufunda Unomfundo. Unomfundo, what's the name of the poem? Relizweni by who?
So my poem's name is called Unemployment, and it's by Born Jerryman, July 2025.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's all about climbing the ladder when the ladder's been replaced with an automated treadmill. Work once gave structure, now your data, disposable. Your job might not exist next year. Then what am I? I'm a rigid system that reduces isolates. You blame yourself. I must not be trying hard enough. Everyone else is succeeding. Why not me? Governments are quietly preparing for backlash. They know what's coming.
Okay. Eating analysis yako of the what you just read.
I was just around. But I think it's speaking about someone who's given up on themselves based on Bana. They have studied, yes, but now they're not getting job, right? Mm. Now they're comparing them to their peers. You see, it's like now graduation, right? Mm. We are graduating in different times. Yeah. There's someone who matriculated and got 2021. And his friends are graduating now, right? Marayana, maybe sagu second year. See,
oh,
it's like you're comparing yourself. Yeah. It's not mainly about employment, but it's about like you comparing yourself to some people.
Mm. Mr. Martin's got a red pen there. Mr. Martin.
No. Exactly. I mean, because the poem says, why not me?
Mm.
It's very painful. Why not me?
Crazy. Okay. If that's your comment, you'll be the judge. You're gonna tell us ukuthi see analyze kanja nokuthi what the topic what the poem means. So I've got one in front of me. It's called Too Much Time by Luna Story, released in July 2019. So it's always the wait. They say they'll call you, but do they? No, never. It's always the wait. This time, wait listed to apply. I haven't filled out applications in forever. But suddenly, I'm unemployed. And I don't know how it happened. I looked after the kids like she asked me to. But it seems I'm never good enough. I spent frivolous money on frivolous things, not making too much to begin with, but working. I could afford it. Now I'm waiting. My phone seldom leaves my hand. What else is there to do when you're waiting for an employer to call you? Okay. Now, I'll allow Mr. Maxi to comment on this one.
Yes, another sad one, no? Yeah. So, am I good enough?
Yeah.
Am I good enough?
Because, too much time.
Too much time. You are waiting, looking at your phone, waiting for something to happen. It's out of your control. And you ask yourself, am I good enough?
Yeah, no. There's a line there that actually touched me. I looked after the kids like she asked me to, but it seems I'm never good enough.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, ne? Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Let's go to another one. Dube, what do you have there?
I have Tormented by Pain by Weightless Anvil. I think I'm pronouncing it right. It was released February 2022. So it goes like, depression, a black hole swallows whole all you love. It cares not who or what you are. It takes your treasure trove. My pain abates with drugs. Instead of lots of hugs, my friends all think I'm great. I fool them with a smile. It's all good. I'm fine. I'm not irate. But I'm dying inside. I don't know how much more I can take before I lose my soul. Darkness wants to win. My light is fading fast. Let's hope when day breaks, it hasn't torn me apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, ne? The first word on that poem, Mr. Mankley, is depression.
Yeah. The black hole.
Yeah. Depression, a black hole. Yeah, so it speaks a lot. Utube is saying it speaks to her. But it speaks a lot about depression, especially when we are unemployed.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
And isn't there ningi? Ozifa ngatin isiZulu. I'm not really good with isiZulu, but ufawedwa basically, yeah, while you are smiling, yeah, die a very slow, painful death because you depression. You have no one to talk to.
Yeah,
it's quite sad.
And I want my book boys on try. Nah, get right.
Yeah, okay. It's always the case. I'm fine. I don't know if you have other poems as well. Maybe let's go to Melissa.
An anonymous passage.
Okay.
Lena Usisi, she has a question for ama listeners at home. Nan Pufninga Lalel. Okay, I'll read it and then I'll hear your points. It's here. Should a woman date a man who is less financially stable than her? I am in love with a man who is a great person in every other way. But he has no metric, no job, no entrepreneurial spirit whatsoever. How do you sustain a relationship where the man is unemployed and has no formal education qualifications while you are educated and financially independent? I really don't want anything but his love. But the point is, I want to go out and have fun, but I end up having to pay. I'm okay with that, but he isn't. I have a car, he doesn't. I have a house and he doesn't. And I try my best not to make him feel like he is less of a person, but it's inevitable. Is the relationship doomed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah. No. Eesh. Yo. One thing, I don't know, Mr. Maxi, I'm not that old.
Mr. Maxi,
I'm just putting experience in. But one thing I've noticed about relationships, kulo 2 years of camping, relationships, is that love alone tends not to be enough in this current, I don't know, actually, in this current economy or this lifestyle, even before, yes, it was not money, but before abantu were measured by mhlawumbe inkomo abanazo. So even nakudala love and survival, I think for survival you need money, or you need however you can make it income. So I would say you are doomed. To answer the last question.
Okay. Yeah.
That person is doomed. But game, probably I'm getting it wrong, Mr. Mat.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, it's one of those where really, but we're talking heart issues, right?
Yeah.
And I think I like where you started, Uti. Is love enough? I mean, is just because I love you, is that enough? Can I tolerate everything else?
Mm.
Can I be patient and wait while you are trying to, you know, get your life off? Do we share the same dreams? If mean, it seems as if I'm already living my dreams.
Mm.
Should I wait for you to catch up with me? It's sad. It's serious.
Yeah.
And then all of us are looking for a security.
Yeah.
We want to feel what the future that I have with this person is going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sad.
Very sad. Very sad.
Very.
But yeah. But what's your take on that one? I'd like to hear your honest opinion. As a young independent woman, also was successful, also by a career, yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. Now I was just osa zoba nizinto zake. But
yeah.
For now, I don't know. Yes, I
no seriously
don't know. No comment.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Make it safe, Dube.
She does know. Deep down,
she knows the truth.
Deep
yeah.
I do not have no comment.
You do know. Speak up.
But your comment?
My comment is that Mr. Makli is making us go through a lot. Personally, me, mentally, I'm not okay anymore. Because actually, this poem was definitely directed to me. Like same, weightless, same.
Mm-hmm.
Cool situation, lame, of her poem. Yo.
Exactly. You guys know exactly what you are thinking.
Yeah.
And Anwani, let's bring you to into the conversation as well. Maybe let's start by your comment on Melissa's poem.
Yeah. Gonna in nowadays, I wanna connect to a money can bring happiness. Got a manga. I'm not going to be born. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able
to so careful to say 10 mile. Because there's this narrative, Mr. Makhewuti, only women love money.
Mm.
All of us, because you're not the SP, you're not the survivor, we all love money. I'm sure now, Mr. Makhewuti, you might be cool, younger man, just if you don't like, you love money, right?
Yeah. We do.
Definitely. Yeah, maybe let's come back to, do you have your poem as well?
In front of me, I have a story.
Oh, okay.
From a job seeker in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
It goes like that. When I sit down on my bed every day, I think a lot. And tears start flowing down my cheeks as I ask myself, how on earth am I just doing nothing? I wake up at midday or at 2 in the afternoon when others have gone to work and are earning something for a living. I always blame myself. Maybe it is my fault. How can I keep depending, begging or borrowing when I could do some job to earn something for a living? I can't buy anything out of my own work, only through begging, and sometimes I feel ashamed of myself, calling a friend to give me something or stuff, or give me some money so I can buy something or pay a fare. What life I am living? A human being who so wants to do a job and look after myself.
Mm.
Last week I lost my small purse which had £50 in it. My friend had just given it to me. When I called her to tell her what had happened, she just told me to go and look for a job. She's working. I told her I didn't know how my purse had disappeared from my pocket, but I asked her to forgive me for being a beggar. If I were allowed to work, I would not be begging from anyone. I know my friends are fed up, but I am also fed up with begging from people and looking like a fool because I am unemployed.
Mm.
When I reached home, tears started falling again. I felt, what can't I end my useless life?
Mm. Yeah. 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 I feel like no muntu ngempela. Yeah, I know she was going through a lot. Utusu tholile imali 50 £50 and then basically lashing the purse. Yeah. Sweet Limali. Yeah. Maybe let's bring it back to you, Mr. Makri. All these topics, this is Wafundile, your analysis and Mje Valakwako, what would you say about Lomsebenzi Omuhle? By the way, this is exactly they whether you are in which country, they explain thoroughly the unemployment, what are they going through? Depression. Abanye, they see themselves which they are not good enough. Abanye by bona being at sebeya kivapa. It's quite a lot. And others by suffering shaguma social practices like relationships and all those things. Maybe what can you say to us in wrapping up, Njie, this whole topic of unemployment?
Yeah, look, I think so it's supposed to be it's a heavy topic, right? I think a lot of the time we try to avoid it. Statistician general always, you know, it's role is to measure, is to tell you the numbers, right? But we do know that numbers do not tell the whole story. So as well as while numbers do not lie, but unemployment does have a face. So it's someone we know. It is someone who has a heart, someone who is disappointment, who is disappointed. And also it is someone who is still waiting for their life to begin, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
So and it gets hard for people to speak these emotions to us. So we may know friends, we may know family, we may be going through the same thing in ourselves. So I mean all we can say is that look, keep the faith one day. So hopefully things will turn around. It's sad to hear people saying, what's wrong with me? Because sometimes that's how people who are unemployed eventually feel. So look, we don't have answers as a team, but thank you guys for reading. And hopefully we are getting the conversation going out there with our listeners. Thank you so much.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Makhi. Thank you so much for such a very interesting and engaging session here in Knowledge Hub this morning. That was Mr. Makhi, Umelisa no Alwande joining us for another session here in Knowledge Hub on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.